Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we've got an episode of Spare Change. The topics on these episodes can vary pretty widely, so stay tuned to see what's in store for this one. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscquarters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show, and what a show I've got for you today, because we've got some exciting news, some new spoilers that came out. That's right, we've got some new shrines. Now, for those of you that don't know what shrines are, there were five that came out back all the way back in 2004, I believe, with Kamigawa, the Kamigawa block, and there was one of each color, and they each kind of basically benefit you based on the number of shrines that are in play. So the more shrines that are in play, the better each of them are. Now, there is a limitation to that because, obviously, in Commander, you've only got, you know, one of each shrine. So that's five total you can have in the deck, and there's kind of like a cap on how good they can be, and they're only so good. But with these new ones, we basically have the question, you know, is Shrine Tribal a thing now? And you know what? I think it might be. I think it absolutely might be. So let's go through some of the new shrines, new exciting shrines that we got. What Commander or what other things you might use in a deck that's built around Shrine Tribal. So first off, definitely in my opinion, the most important one that was spoiled is going to be Sanctum of All. It's a legendary enchantment shrine that costs Wooburg, so one of each color. It says at the beginning of your upkeep, you may search your library and or graveyard for a shrine card and put it onto the battlefield. If you search your library this way, shuffle it. If an ability of another shrine you control triggers while you control six or more shrines, that ability triggers initial time. So this one is good for multiple reasons, obviously. It is going to be able to tutor out shrines for you out of your graveyard or out of your library, whatever you need. It can get the perfect shrine for the situation that you're in and just adds to your shrine count. And again, the more shrines that are in play, the better each of your shrines get. And then essentially this says, hey, once you're at six shrines, this doubles up all of their effectiveness. It says, you know what? You've gotten all the shrines out. Now they're doubly as effective. It's essentially like having twice as many shrines in play. So this thing can be fantastic at, you know, getting the right shrine for you. It can help, you know, give you double the value. And, you know, it also can kind of be like a, hey, maybe you destroyed one of my shrines, so let me just grab it back out of my graveyard and get it back out. So yeah, this one is fantastic. Let's go through each of the other new shrines that were spoiled kind of one at a time, and then we'll talk about the old ones as well. And there are some differences, so I'll try to bring those up. But again, each of these are legendary enchantments dash shrines, so I'll try to just say that once. Sanctum of Calm Waters is the most expensive mana-wise out of the newest ones. Costs 3 and a blue. It says at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, you may draw X cards for X of the number of shrines you control if you do discard a card. Now, one thing I do want to mention with this wording is that this is at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase. That is different than the previous shrines, which are, I believe mostly are all upkeep triggers. So keep that in mind. But basically, this starts off as essentially if it's the only shrine in play, you're looting. So 4 mana for an enchantment that loots. Not terrible, not all that, not overpowered or great, but you know, the more shrines that you get in play, the better this gets, obviously. So it might not start off as card advantage, but it can definitely provide you the more shrines you get in play. Once you get to, you know, 5 shrines in play, you're drawing 5 cards, you're discarding 1, you draw 5, you know, 4 cards, or sorry, you're netting 4 cards essentially each and every single turn just for having this and other shrines in play, which can be huge. So that can definitely be a draw engine for you for this deck. But now let's move on from the card draw onto one that can help you with mana ramp and fixing, which can be huge for a deck like this, especially since it's going to be 5 colors, and that's Sanctum of the Fruitful Harvest, It costs 2 and a green, says at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, at X mana of any one color where X is the number of shrines you control. So this can help fix your mana, it can help ramp you. Every single turn, you're just basically getting free mana. I mean, it costs 3 initially, but after that, it just kind of pays for itself and then some. And again, the more shrines you have in play, the more mana that you're getting out of this. I think I might have misspoken on the last card, but essentially if you've got, you know, all 11 shrines in play, you're going to be getting, you know, 11 mana, but then you also get that additional trigger with the Sanctum of All. So that's, 22 mana for free out of a 3 mana enchantment. And again, that's kind of, you know, Christmas Wonderland kind of, you know, optimal play once you've got all your shrines out, but, you know, can definitely be possible in a deck like this. So yeah, getting a ton of free mana that can help, you know, fix, you know, or can help fix your mana, can help you ramp, can help get more things out, you can cast more shrines. This can really be it's a great addition to kind of the shrine family. Next up, we've got Sanctum of Shattered Heights, which can help you control the board. It costs 2 and a red. Has pay 1, discard a land card or a shrine card. Sanctum of Shattered Heights deals X damage to a creature or planeswalker, where X is the number of shrines you control. So this one, it does have a good amount of flexibility to it. Now, it's not going to help you ping down players, but that's fine. It can help you control the board by taking out creatures and planeswalkers. Most of the time, you're probably going to be discarding lands with it, but that discarding a shrine is not irrelevant because, again, Sanctum of All can tutor for a shrine out of your graveyard or library, or sorry, I should say library or graveyard, and you can essentially just, you know, use this to, you know, ping down a creature or a planeswalker by discarding a shrine, and then basically getting that shrine out for free. So maybe there's a shrine that you don't want to cast, that you got in your hand and you really want to get it out, but you know, you just might want to use Sanctum of All's kind of, you know, ability to just get it out for you. So basically, you know, you discard it and it can do that for you. So yeah, again, a flexible kind of piece of removal that can really help you out. Now one that can hurt your opponents is going to be Sanctum of Stone Fangs, and that costs 1 and a black. So at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, each opponent loses X life and you gain X life, where X is the number of shrines that you control. This is probably going to be your main win con for this deck. Once you get, you know, let's start off at the beginning, okay? At the beginning, it's going to be draining everyone for 1, which is, you know, not all that great, but for an enchantment that costs 2 and you gain 1 life, it's not going to be all that bad. But once you're up to, again, let's say, you know, Christmas Wonderland, you're at 11 shrines, draining everyone for 22 each turn, because, again, you get that additional drain with the Sanctum of All. Everyone for 22 each turn and you're gaining 22 is just pretty much unstoppable once you're kind of set up. So that can be huge. Can definitely be a great way to buffer your life total and drain your opponents out throughout the game. Sanctum of Tranquil Light is another way to control the board. It costs a white, and it has pay 5 and a white, tap target creature. This ability costs 1 to activate for each shrine you control. So this one is not a free kind of effect. Again, like the red one, you do have to pay for it. It's not a trigger, but this one can be really good at helping you, again, control the board. It does cost 6 mana to activate. Actually, technically, it costs 5 mana to activate, since the Sanctum of Tranquil Light is actually a shrine itself. But the more shrines you get into play, the less this is going to cost. Again, once you get 5 shrines in play, this is going to cost you just a white mana to tap a creature. You know, if your opponent, you know, has an extremely threatening creature on the board, you know, say, yeah, I'll pay 1 mana to just deal with that. You know, it's not coming at me. So, yeah, this is it's a shrine that you can get down early. You can add to your shrine count easily because it only costs 1 mana. So, yeah, I really am excited about these new shrines, because we'll get to the old ones here in a second, but they have a much lower converted mana cost. They do some really powerful things. But now let's jump into the older shrines. And again, I believe these are from Champions of Kamigawa, but I apologize if I'm wrong. But yeah, it's been quite a long time since they came out, so I'm happy to see some new ones. Haunted of Cleansing Fire is going to be 3 and a white. It says, at the beginning of your upkeep, you gain 2 life for each shrine you control. So again, a way to buff your life total. This is good. Again, I think that these older shrines are somewhat overcosted compared to the newer ones. I could be wrong on that, but It just kind of feels like that to me. But yeah, buffering life total, not terrible, you know, for free each turn. Essentially, you know, you just basically get to gain a lot of life. And again, I did mention this before, but the newer shrines are more triggered on, for the most part, are triggered on pre-combat main phase. These are going to be triggered on upkeep. So again, keep that in mind. There are certain cards that can kind of work with that a little better. And I'll try to bring up one here in a bit. Haunted of Infinite Rage is the red one. It costs 2 and a red. Since the beginning of your upkeep, Pond of Infinite Rage deals damage to target creature or player equal to the number of shrines you control. So this one, the newer red shrine can deal damage to creatures and planeswalkers. This one deals damage to creatures or players. So this one actually can help you win the game. Again, basically this one is free, which is great. So yeah, you can ping a creature. If it's problematic, you can ping a player to take them down. Again, once you're at 11 shrines, that can be a lot of damage, but 22 damage for free each turn on one player. That can be great. Next up, we've got Haunted of Life's Web. This is the green one, costs 4 and a green. It says, beginning of your upkeep, put a 1-1 color spirit creature token onto the battlefield for each shrine you control. So yeah, this one can help kind of fill the board with tokens for you. Again, not irrelevant. Can be game-winning, you know, once you get set up, enough. You know, once you get 6 shrines into play, that's going to be 12 tokens every single turn. That can definitely take over the game, can take over the board. So that can be one that can, again, help you win. Haunted of Night's Reach can be a very brutal one, actually, once you're set up. It costs 3 and a black. It says, at the beginning of your upkeep, target opponent discards a card for each shrine you control. So, yeah, essentially, at a certain point, you can ensure that, you know, opponents aren't going to really have hands to work with. You know, you have to kind of pick one opponent each turn, but, you know, once you get enough shrines in play, you're going to be able to make one player just discard their entire hand. The next time come around, you're going to make another player discard their entire hand. So yeah, they're going to have minimum hand sizes essentially once this is out. You can basically kind of, you know, make it so that players really can't, you know, keep control pieces up or whatnot. It's going to be really hard for them to kind of stop what you're doing. Haunted of Seeing Winds is another form of card advantage for you. Costs 4 and a blue. So at the beginning of your upkeep, draw a card for each shrine you control. So this one doesn't have any discarding like the new blue one. But again, it's kind of good to have double effects on this because, again, you can be drawing a ton of cards with each of your shrines. Kind of once both these are in play, you're going to be drawing a lot of cards each turn. You're going to be drawing, you know, into more shrines, into more pieces that you need to help you win. And let's talk about a couple of kind of cards that can help make your shrines more effective. The first one really only applies to the older shrines, but this can be a huge card for this deck. Actually, it does. One second, let me triple check, but I believe... Yes, never mind. Sanctum Vault is also an upkeep trigger, so this applies to that one as well. So it applies to 6 out of the 11 shrines, and that's Paradox Haze. Paradox Haze is an aura that costs 2 and a blue. It says enchant player. At the beginning of enchanted player's first upkeep each turn, that player gets an additional upkeep step after this step. So basically, it says, hey, all those shrine triggers that you get for the upkeep ones, you get twice as many of those. And again, Sanctum Vault is especially good with this because you say, okay, yeah, I'll go tutor for 2 shrines that get into play, which is just fantastic. Strynic Resonator is another way to kind of double up an effect of one of your shrines. It has pay 2 and tap it. Copy target triggered ability you control. You may choose new targets for the copy. So yeah, any of your triggers that you have, you can go double them up essentially. Again, Sanctum of All is probably what you're going to trigger or copy first, because again, getting more shrines into play just benefits you more throughout the game. So you're probably going to be doing that. But yeah, once the game gets to kind of a point where you're trying to close it out, you can maybe double up, you know, that life lost one, maybe the damage one. Whatever you need to double up, you can. Other synergies that you might be thinking about, again, all these shrines are enchantments, so you might be running kind of an Enchantress-style deck with this, so Sphere of Safety can be a great one. It's enchantment for 4 and a white. It says creatures can't attack you or planeswalker you control, unless their controller pays X for each of those creatures, where X is the number of enchantments you control. This just makes it really difficult, if not impossible, for your opponents to attack you once you've got enough enchantments in play. And then something else like Open the Vaults can be great for this deck as well. It's a sorcery that costs 4 white. It says return all artifact and enchantment cards from all graveyards to the battlefield under their owner's control. So this is kind of a good, you know, safety card, essentially, where, you know, let's say someone wraths the board, you know, has, you know, basically, you know, mass enchantment removal. You've lost all of your shrines. This can get you all of them back, you know, or maybe you build your deck around kind of reanimating enchantments. That's a possibility, too. So maybe you've got ways to mill yourself, and then you can use this to get them all out. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely ways to kind of make this more synergistic. One thing I want to make sure that you keep in mind, though, is that any kind of copy enchantment spell isn't really going to work too well with these or at all, because they are legendary, so please keep that in mind. But let's talk about a commander that can really make them work very well since they are legendary, and that's Sisse Weatherlight Captain. 2-2 human soldier that costs 2 and a white. She gets +1/+1 for each color among other legendary permanents you control, and you can pay Wooburg, and then search your library for a legendary permanent with converted mana cost less than Sisse's power and put it onto the battlefield, and then shuffle your library. This is a fantastic one for a potential shrine commander, because she can tutor out your shrines. Again, essentially, I believe the highest converted mana cost for any of your shrines is 5. So as long as you get her power to 5, you can tutor for any of them. You know, and again, you're going to go get your Sanctum of All. And then, yeah, that's going to kind of get those wheels going. So yeah, she can basically get out the perfect pieces that you need kind of with that Sanctum of All. So your Sanctum of All is getting them for free for you. And Sisse can get, you know, an extra 1 or 2, depending on your mana, you know, each turn, which can be fantastic. A kind of versatile commander. Again, you can only, if you want to, you know, do this type of deck, we're using all the shrines, you need a 5-color commander. So a versatile commander like Kenrith or Return King can be great for this as well. 5/5 human noble that costs 4 and a white. And I don't know if I want to read every single piece of it. He does quite a bit, but basically, yeah, he is a kind of a toolbox commander where you can do a lot of different things with him. He can, you know, gain you life. He can put counters on things. Essentially, I'm reading them right now, but you draw you a card. Get creatures back. But yeah, he does a lot of things. And again, you kind of want to make sure that you are sustaining. You want to make sure that maybe you're kind of building, you're leaning more so on being a pillow fort deck, you know, and Kenrith can help you get out things, you know, like a Spore Frog or something, where you can just continually kind of stall until you can get your shrines out and online. Golos Tireless Pilgrim is the last one I mentioned today. It's a personal favorite of mine, a 3/5 scout that costs 5. When it enters the battlefield, you can search library for a land, put it onto the battlefield, tap, and shuffle your library. You can pay 2 in Wooburg and exile the top 3 cards of your library and play them out this turn without paying their mana cost. This is just a good commander. You know, basically kind of allows you to fully utilize your mana and just get things off the top. Again, you're going to want to run other kinds of synergies to kind of utilize that, you know, top of the library, you know, casting things for free. But yeah, essentially, this is a very good five-color commander. Again, you're kind of limited on your options with commanders for this Shrine Tribal, but there are definitely options for you. So yeah, let me know in the comments below what your thoughts on Shrine Tribal are. Do you think it can be a thing? And which commander do you think would work best with it? So yeah, let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. So yeah, as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.